This is Jesse Goldberg Strasser, and I'm joined by the 2012 Midwest League Manager of the Year. Congratulations to John Tamargo Jr.
Thanks, Jesse. Really appreciate it.
We'll get back to you in a second. How'd you feel when you heard about the other guys, particularly Pilar as MVP?
Oh, it's always exciting. It's my first MVP of the league that I've had coached or, first year managing. So it's really exciting for me. I gave him a call as soon as I found out from you and talked to him down in Dunedin, and he was all excited, and that's just a really good accomplishment for all those guys.
What's the most satisfying thing to you about this season?
The players. I mean, you have MVP of the league. We have the top pitcher in the league. We set records. These guys have just done outstanding all year round, from day one. They've come to work every day, and they've gotten better, and, it's a credit to them.
80 wins right now, most in Lugnuts team history, but the second half has been different than the first half. How has managing the team been in the second half?
It's been fun. It's been, a little more interesting, after some of those guys were promoted and Carlos Perez was traded, so it's a different group of guys, a different type of team, not as much speed, but we drive the ball a little bit more, and it's been exciting. It's been fun.
For you, what is it like having guys joining the team, suddenly an influx of new players? How do you get to know them as a manager?
Well, I know most of them, being in spring training and instructional league, just a couple new guys that were just drafted this year or signed as free agents. So I know, a lot of the guys that were at the lower level, so the familiarity with them was already there. And, we just put them in, and they know all the guys on the team, and, they all gel well.
Playoffs approaching next. How does managing a regular season game change from managing a playoff game?
I don't know. I've never done it before, so we'll find out. I'll let you know after the first game. But we're going to do the same thing that we've done. We're going to pitch and play good defense, and hopefully we can score some runs in the middle of the order. If they're swinging the bats well, we have a good chance.
What do you remember of last year's postseason run?
Matt Nuzzo home run in the second game. Down 0-1 to Dayton in the ninth inning to win a ball game. That was one of the most memorable moments I'll have as a coach. Was so happy for him and, for the team, and came out the next day and just really played well and got it after him.
Is there a secret to winning a playoff game, or is it just all up for grabs every day?
No, you just come to play. The other team's going to be ready, and everybody's going to be excited. The two best days or the most exciting days in baseball are opening day and in the playoffs. The stats are out the door, and, we're just going to go out there and try to win.
Speaking with the 2012 Midwest League Manager of the Year, John Tamargo Jr., who else did you hear congratulations from?
I got everybody called in the organization, all the managers, some of the coaches, front office. It's been really nice. They all congratulated me, and I just thank them. I thank the Rovers, the guys that put the team together. I just thank them all, and it was really nice.
So after the season, the regular season ends, then the postseason, and then what are your plans? What do you have on the agenda?
I'll be going to Instructional League down in Florida. We'll have a five-week program, just play more baseball, get guys at bats and pitchers innings to pitch, and just go down there and break it down more. It'll be a lot of young guys, first season that were just drafted or, real young kids. So it's always exciting to see the new faces in the organization.
What's your role in the Instructional League?
I don't know yet. I'll be managing, I think, the second part of it, the second half. But I'm just going to go down there and, try to learn. And I'll be in the cage, or I'll be on the half field with Morty working with the infielders and just doing all types of things.
And finally, we talked about the Matt Nuzzo home run last playoff. Any moments from this regular season that have stood out to you?
Oh, wow. There was a couple. Probably the opening day, getting my first win. That was really nice. I know Kip Schutz had a four-run inning, I think it was, or a three-run inning.
Against South Bend, yeah.
Yeah, at home. That was pretty exciting. And come back from, was it four runs or three runs down against Dayton as well. This is just the guys that battle, just the way they go out there every day and never give up. The ninth inning, they're still going after it.
Are you a keepsake guy? Have you grabbed any balls or anything from this year to remember any specific games?
No, I haven't grabbed any. I did grab the first ball of the year. That was the only ball I grabbed. I'll give it to my parents at home, and, they'll put it up in their little trophy room or, where they have all the stuff. But that was the only thing that I did grab.
JT, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jesse.